Calling all boat enthusiasts and history buffs now, Whanganui is kicking off its Heritage Month with a riverboat festival tomorrow, likely to be the biggest riverboat festival ever held on the Whanganui River. And to tell us about it, we're joined by event creator Helen Craig. Hi there, Helen.
Hi, Jesse. Lovely to be on the show.
Yeah, great to chat to you as well. You are getting close. You must be feeling excited.
Oh, very excited. I can't wait till tomorrow arrives and we can get kicked off.
How long have you been working on it for?
I guess you always, we started planning last year because we were going to run the event last year and, of course, we had to cancel it for the usual reason. So it's been a year in the making, but it just gets better and better. So we're just thrilled where we were at right now.
And what is the big idea? Tell us about it.
Well, Heritage Month is all about celebrating Whanganui's wonderful heritage, because we've got so many heritage buildings here. We really want to save them. It's one of my big goals and the trust that I work with. And to do that, you want to get people excited about heritage. So that's really what Heritage Month is all about. And we just have a whole variety of events that groups and individuals put on over the month. We've got 42 events. And this year we've created these two big ones, which is the River Festival, the Riverboat Festival. And then over Labour weekend, we have a big heritage parade and vehicle park up.
Okay, well, tell us about the Riverboat Festival. What's the plan?
So the plan, it kicks off at 11 a.m. down at the Whanganui River, where they have the beautiful big River Traders Market. Lots of stands and stalls with food and crafts, and that's there every Saturday. So they're going to have a special heritage theme this year. But on the river, adjacent to that, we've got about 20 heritage boats. Most of them are steam boats, but we've also got coal-powered steamboat. We've got a traditional waka, which will be a large waka that's going to do a Maori challenge, or wero, they call that, on the river to the other boats. And we've got classics. We've got plenty of classics, clinker boats, rowing and sailboats. So very festive, and we've got quite a few visiting boats. The stand out there is SS Puke, which has come all the way down from the Auckland Maritime Museum on the back of a truck and got held up just yesterday, I think it was, on the desert road due to that dreadful weather. She's out there now having a wee toot-toot round, so it's very special to have her here.
So a few boats from out of town have come specifically for this?
Yes, they have. We had planned more, but like everything, there's always something that means a couple couldn't come. But we always have had two fabulous boats here, the Waimari, which is a very special coal-powered paddle steamer, and she's operating here all the time. She's the only one in the Southern Hemisphere. And we have another couple that are operated by another local chap. But having all these little steamboats arrive and these other boats on the river, it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, and is it one of the things that makes the city unique in Whanganui, this kind of historical aspect, and of course the river? I mean, this sort of combines the two of them, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The Whanganui River was really the earliest form of transport, if you like, in New Zealand, apart from the old horse and buggy, because you could the sailboats could come up here. It was a major trading avenue, and they could anchor here, and you could navigate all the way up to the centre of the North Island via the Whanganui River. It was incredibly important. Mm. It was very high levels of a Maori population back, at the time when New Zealand got settled. This was a major area where Maori lived, because of the access of the ability to catch eels in the river and use that as a major transport route. But this Whanganui was, a major hub to get to the centre of the North Island.
Good chance to get people off their phones tomorrow, Helen.
Oh, look, it's just going to be incredible. We've got a beautiful day. The weather's turning out perfectly. It's going to be very festive. We've got bands, the food, the coffee, and you can sit down, listen to the commentary, have your picnic, and just watch these amazing boats tootle around.
You're personally going to have a busy day?
Yeah, we've got an official opening at 10 a.m. at the Whanganui Regional Museum. They've got the He Awa Ora Living River, very special exhibition on at the moment, which is all about Māori and the river. A lot of very special taonga in there, so I recommend people pop into that. And then we'll go down to the market at 11 a.m. and just relax and enjoy ourselves, actually. And from there, the rest of the weekend is busy with other heritage events. And then we've got, as I said, 42 events during the whole month. It's a whole 4 weeks, so it's pretty jam-packed.
My gosh, I've just been following this path of the Whanganui River. I actually had no idea how far it went. That's incredible. How far have you gone on it?
I have not gone the whole distance. The source of it is Mount Ruapehu, and then it goes up around Taumarunui and down in a big squiggle. So that was the beauty of it. Just an incredible pathway. It was called the Warain of the Pacific, and it was a major tourist. Boats were just packed with people in their Sunday best going up the river as far as Piparicky, which of course is very famous with Mother All There. But people would deck out. It was a major tourist space. We used to have a zoo in Whanganui 100 years ago. It was a major destination for people.
Nice one. Hey, good luck, and thanks for the work you've put into it.
Thanks, Jesse. Wonderful to be on the show.
Helen Craig, who's created this Riverboat Festival for tomorrow, part of Whanganui's Heritage Month.